This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
It's a beautiful vision we get every year on the last Sunday of Epiphany of this moment of the Transfiguration. Jesus brings a few trusted disciples up onto the mountain, and what they have heard at his baptism, that he is God's son, or in some accounts only Jesus hears it, it's unclear, but some of them may have heard it, is affirmed again in this moment of this transfiguration. It says that his face shone like the sun. His clothes are dazzling white. And Moses and Elijah appear beside him. It is so easy to recognize that as the Son of God. So easy to see that something special and powerful and holy is happening. The heavens are speaking. And they say, listen to him even. So clear that even Peter is like, this is really good stuff. We should stay right here. This is so special. Let's hold on to this moment. So clear. And yet, even our collect for the day reminds us that this is a bookend and that there is another mountain yet to come. That Jesus will climb another hill in about 47 days, that he will be on that hill, not in dazzling white, but deep in agony, not with Moses and Elijah, but with two thieves. And the disciples will not stay. They will not want to build tents and gather close. They'll scatter, deny that they know him. Try not to look at what is happening there. There will be no voice from heaven on that mountain. Instead, Jesus will call out to heaven himself, asking why the Lord has forsaken him. These two mountains bookend our Lenten experience. We start Lent on Wednesday as we travel towards this other hilltop. And we have this vision of this glorious Lord, the dazzling white, the face shining like the sun, to help us make meaning of it. In the Transfiguration, perhaps we meet the Jesus we want, the Jesus who is surrounded by a heavenly chorus saying, listen to him, the Jesus who is shiny and bright. The Jesus who has history on his side, Moses and Elijah right there to make everything clear. And on Good Friday, we meet the Jesus we need. The Jesus who loves us so much, he's willing to suffer. The Jesus who teaches us how to live. Because, beloveds, none of us will be transfigured, but all of us will have the opportunity to live into his self-sacrificing love. And all of us find our work perfected in these two mountains, find the meaning of our lives in this trip between them, perhaps. The Jesus we want, the shiny, beautiful, inescapable Jesus with a loud voice, and the pained man who loves us so much, he's willing to take on all of our suffering. The second mountain, no one will be listening to him. They won't even notice when he dies. They'll come back to double check and be surprised by it. But on this mountain, everyone is drawn near. The disciples are so close and they fall down. They're afraid, but they don't run away. This is the Jesus we want, but he was sent to be the Jesus we need. It's this Jesus that we meet on the second mountain, whose sacrifice we will remember in just a few minutes as we gather around the Eucharist. He gave his body and his blood for us. He had all of that power reflected in the beauty of the Transfiguration, and he emptied it for love of you and for love of me. And to found this church, this gathering of folks who do it wrong and do it right and do it beautifully and do it ugly ways, and all of that out of love for him, that was the meaning of the second mountain. Without the second mountain, we have none of this. Like they used to joke, we know nothing of Lincoln's log cabin if we don't know of the White House. We know nothing of this first mountain if not for his saving work on the second mountain. So we will follow the Jesus we want as he makes his way down the mountain with that quizzical instruction to keep this a secret for a while. We'll follow this Jesus we want until he reveals to us the Jesus we need. And we will carry that Jesus we need in our hearts through this Lent, through the miracle of the resurrection, and through what comes after, knowing that both of those visions of Jesus' work are true. He is both the one we want and the one we need, and his love knows no end. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.